Democratic government. Cherry Northam investigates the way in which the country's oil money has been spent since the war.
The news from Washington was deliberately held back until after the Iraqi elections for fear of the consequences. Auditors in the US government have checked the accounts of the oil fund as managed by the coalition after the war and found $8.8 billion missing, more than 40% of the total. They can't say where it's gone, but they certainly can't be sure it's been spent on reconstructing the country for the benefit of its people, which is what the oil money was supposed to do. At the same time, details have begun to emerge of how huge sums of Iraqi and American money were lost under the coalition. File on 4 has investigated allegations of negligence, waste, dodgy contracts and outright fraud, which swept up hundreds of millions of dollars.
We can only guess how much disappears in private pockets. I really fear that Iraq reconstruction will turn into one of the biggest corruption scandals in history.
Dollars of US taxes were spent under the coalition supposedly for the reconstruction and development of the country. But the lamentable state of much of Iraq's infrastructure and public services lead many to question where the money actually went. The US government auditors, who have this week identified the problem of the missing $8.8 billion of Iraq's oil revenues, say there's no assurance that this huge sum was used for reconstruction or humanitarian needs. They blame severe inefficiencies and poor management under the Coalition Provisional Authority, the CPA. And the auditor's chief of staff, Ginger Cruz, politely points to less than adequate controls of money and contracts.
We believe that there was insufficient internal control to assure that the CPA could meet the mandates of the United Nations and assure that that money was spent for the benefit of the Iraqi people, as the UN Security Council resolution mandated. We do understand that there was a war at the time, and there were very extenuating circumstances. You're talking about an Iraqi government that was still in place at the time, although all of the management was gone. So when the CPA came in and they placed advisors at the ministries, there was a combination of responsibility. The degree to which we believe the CPA should have been responsible for the establishment and tracking of controls is a point of disagreement with the officials from the CPA. They feel that they provided adequate supervision, and we contend that there needed to be more supervision due to the fact that you had such a chaotic situation after the war.
How high in the coalition did this failing go? Did it go right to the top, to Ambassador Bremer?
We believe that it did, and we believe that there should have been better management controls placed over money that was turned over to the Iraqi ministries.
Ambassador Paul Bremer, the former head of the coalition, wouldn't be interviewed by File on 4. But in a scathing letter to the auditors, he says they failed to understand the context in which the authority was operating. You can't apply Western accounting standards in the midst of a war. The auditors acknowledge that, but believe he should have done a great deal better than he did. For the Democrats in Washington, in a minority on the key investigative committees, it's proving difficult to drag information and a full accounting of coalition spending from an apparently reluctant administration. Congressman Henry Waxman of California hopes that the full story will one day be known, but isn't confident.
When people have spent a lot of time trying to keep the Congress, even, of the United States from knowing how the taxpayers' money is being spent along with the Iraqi oil money, and when the U.S. government goes out of the way to keep elected members of Congress from knowing the information, it makes us worry that what we've heard about may just be the tip of an iceberg of an enormous waste and abuse and perhaps corrupt use of money. We need to realize that we've done a lot of harm by having this money used for purposes that were not as important as where it could have been spent.
What harm?
If the Iraqi people don't have electricity or running water, infrastructure rebuilt, which this money was supposed to help provide for them. We prolong the agony of what's going on every single day in Iraq, and we give ammunition for the insurgents to recruit others because they could say, see, Iraqis oil is being used by Americans for purposes other than helping the Iraqis.
The United Nations is under scrutiny because of a report it's commissioned on its oil revenue scandal, the mishandling of billions of dollars of Iraqi funds before the war. Supporters of the Bush administration are already having a field day with the evidence. There's hostile lobbying for the removal of Kofi Annan, daily denunciations on talk radio, and full-scale investigations on Capitol Hill. In marked contrast, there's almost complete silence over the evidence emerging of America's own financial scandal in Iraq, the mysterious disappearance of a huge amount of the country's own money under the stewardship of the American-led coalition.
The reporter in this week's File on 4 was Jerry Northam, and the programme was produced in Manchester by Jenny Criss. And if you want to get in touch with the programme or find out more about previous File on 4 investigations, you can go to the website at bbc.co.uk/radio4. British justice has until now...